With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. AAA says it's going to be busy on the roads this Thanksgiving travel week. AAA spokeswoman Alexa Diaz.
We're projecting nearly 82 million people. That would be a new record, not only in the overall category, but we're also projecting record travel in the air and on the roads.
And the FAA is preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years with more than 360,000 flights scheduled. The TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million travelers. The U.S. turkey population is at a 40-year low this year. Wholesale turkey prices expected to be up more than 40% as a result, but shoppers preparing for Thanksgiving may not see higher prices themselves because many grocers are offering discounted or even free turkeys to get customers in the door. A northwestern Nigerian state has become the fourth in that country to shut down virtually all schools because of recent mass kidnappings. The BBC's Myeni Jones says with the U.S. exerting pressure to stop the persecution of Christians, the suspect groups are trying to extort the Nigerian government.
They believe that by kidnapping, especially young children, they'll be able to convince the government to pay them ransoms quick. It's worth noting that with President Trump's recent comments about insecurity in northern Nigeria and the targeting of Christians by Islamist insurgents.
A vintage VW bus that survived last January's California wildfires made its reappearance, all restored.
At first, owner Megan Weinrod thought her 1977 Type 2 microbus named Azul was a goner.
We got text messages, pictures that it survived, and then that one photo went viral.
Volkswagen technician Farlin Robertson says the VW had smoke damage, blistered paint, rust, and a busted window.
I'm definitely throwing my hat in the ring to help out here.
Weinrob says she hopes her restored Volkswagen represents hope for people who lost things in the fire. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. This is Thanksgiving week, but with Christmas also rapidly approaching, a new game called Manger in Danger is gaining traction with parents nationwide as a counterpoint to the more secular Elf on the Shelf activities. Pastor Grant Castleberry of King's Chapel Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, says the Manger in the Danger concept originated with his wife.
One morning, she had this idea to take the manger from our nativity, hide it, and based on that story, say the manger's in danger, Herod's looking for the manger, you go find the manger. And our kids just came down the stairs. They loved it, you know, spent the next 30 minutes looking for it. And so it just became something that we started doing every day.
In addition to the game itself, there are daily devotions families can participate in, timed from December 1st through the 25th. Manger in Danger is available on Pastor Castleberry's media website, unashamedtruth.org, and also on amazon.com. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street kicked off the holiday shortened trading week with gains following last week's bumpy ride. This week, U.S. markets will be closed Thursday for the Thanksgiving holiday, which will be followed by the Black Friday and Cyber Monday retail rushes. Novo Nordisk shares tumbled 10% after the Danish drug maker reported its Alzheimer's drug failed to slow progression of the disease in a trial. On Friday, the S&P 500 gained 1%, the Dow climbed 1.1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.9%. Nearly 90% of stocks in the S&P 500 advanced. It was a fitting finish for a week that left the S&P 500 just 4.2% below its record, but also forced investors to stomach the sharpest hour-to-hour swings since a sell-off in April. I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.